Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
tell y'all this, from the name of Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. I tell y'all this, that some folks who started last week
Hallelujah.
Are not here
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
We got a testimony.
Amen.
He brought us through
another week.
Come on,
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen.
I mean, come on down. Hallelujah. The hospital, as far as I know, the hospitals are still full.
Amen.
You know, He gave us a testimony. Every morning, a new
oh, hallelujah.
New grace, a new mercy.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful, Jesus. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to let y'all know this stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is not a secret, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
You join
Hallelujah.
The Sunday International Victory
yes.
Service of the Potter's House.
Thank you, Jesus.
Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made a whole by God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. That's our motto, y'all.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you.
Our biblical foundation
Thank
is found
you,
in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter.
Hallelujah.
Verses
Thank
1
you.
Through 6.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he was to work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. And then the word of the Lord came into me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you. We bless your name today. Hallelujah.
We
pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and his hands and feet is the church, and that includes us, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I want you to hearken. That means to hear, listen, and then do it. At least one person a day. I mean, you can do 1,000 or as many as you want, but at least one person, y'all. Because that saying it to them, or what that one person may save their life.
Amen.
May stop them from committing suicide because
Amen.
They feel like nobody loves them.
Amen.
And nobody cares about them.
Amen.
So, tell your family, y'all.
Amen.
When was the last time you told your mother or your sister or your brother or your father that you loved them?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You know what? There are a lot of people out here that will tell their dog and cat that they love them before they tell their family.
Amen.
There's something wrong with that picture, I want you to understand. But right now, God, you know I'm telling the truth up in there. Oh, I love you, Ryan. When have you told Pastor Peter that you love him?
Hallelujah.
It's like falling off a line.
Hallelujah.
I love you every day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, I want y'all to get out of your seats and go around and love on some folks. At the very least, give them a fist bump. Tell them you love them with the love of the Lord. Is that all right, y'all?
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I love you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, God. Hallelujah. God, love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you now. Love you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love of the Lord. I can see. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love me. As I love you with the love of the Lord. Now, did y'all go around to everybody?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Did y'all tell everybody you love them? Yeah, now you sure now?
Yes.
Nobody missed the pastor, did they?
No.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory of the Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. As I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah.
I pray.
I can see you, Y'all got to pay attention. I know some of you say we're so poor we can't pay attention. The Bible says, let the rich, that's the poor say they are
rich.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In
the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Genesis 1:1.
Who said 1:1 first? Lord, come on, y'all. Y'all go to church?
Amen.
Okay. What is the last word in the Holy Bible?
Revelation.
The last word.
Amen.
Who said that?
Hallelujah.
Make it rich and
have no sorrow.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Are you sorry about that, Pastor Peaches? And a whole bunch of other folks are sorry because they didn't have the answers. But are you sorry?
Oh, not at all.
I know some of y'all there say, look here, that's the pastor's wife. So, and she's supposed to know this too, is that right?
Amen.
That's why she's included when I start giving out gifts. I include everybody. But if Ryan was down here and could talk and gave the right answer, he'd get a gift too. Ryan is a cat, by the way. And I'd be a millionaire. We'd all be millionaires if you could talk. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. All over the world. Hallelujah. It's your first time tuning in or second time. We welcome you. We thank you. Hallelujah. So everybody, take out your Bibles. Have your Bibles ready. Your comments with the notebooks ready. Hallelujah. Ink pen or pencil.
Excuse me, Pastor Peter, I got to do this again. Your Bible is not your cell phone. Because the cell phone is polluted. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible is the Bible. The uncompromised Word of the Most High God. When you go to church, y'all, say, it's easy for me to carry my cell phone than the Bible. The Bible has anointing on it. Your cell phone has a bunch of demons around it, in it, and through it. All kinds of crazy stuff comes on your cell phone. And you taking that to church, it might be best to leave it at home, I don't know, or leave it in the car. Or pray God's blessing and cleansing over your cell phone just before you come in the door. Most of the when we say the Bible, we talk about the Bible. The King James Version. Now, other versions are good, and some of them, other versions are good, and can add. But again, when we talk about the Bible, don't you come to work without your tool.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
You go to class and all you got is your cell phone. You don't have the textbook. The teacher going to ask you, what's wrong with this? I gave you a textbook. Well, the textbook is in the book. It's in the cell phone. I told you to go buy the textbook, or we gave you a textbook. Read the textbook. Now, how can you do highlight? Maybe you can. I don't know.
Yes.
Technology. Highlight your cell phone, but highlight. Take your highlighter and go through your book. It's time for us to be real with God, to be authentic.
Yes.
Your cell phone is not authentic.
Yeah, I like
it. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I did it again, Pastor Peter. I'm going to leave you alone. You go right here, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Take out your King James Version Bible. Your composition notebook for all the scriptures and all the notes you want to take today. Hallelujah. Take an ink pen, a pencil, a highlighter. Take out your communion element. Whatever you want to use for communion element. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You may want to stand proxy for someone. Someone this week or last week that told you, hey, my back is against the wall. I need prayer. I need healing. I need a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. These names you want to write down. You don't want to forget. Hopefully you've already written them down, but you don't want to forget people that told you to pray for them. You may have seen someone this morning, and you know they need a touch from the Lord. You may want to write down their names. Hallelujah. If you don't know their names, just say, God, that person that was at the red light. Lord God, that person was next to me. That person I saw across the street. That person lives in the same apartment dwelling. Lord God, they need a touch. Touch them. God will know just who you're talking about. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset those alarms 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Y'all, we have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. We start the day on with Jesus. What a difference it makes in your day. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you honor God, God will honor you. Hallelujah. Then Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. Now, we're learning about this 79 different types of prayers. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We have a wonderful time. We are learning so much about the Word of God. And Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., that is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. And on your calendars, we're in a new month. We're in the month of September. All of these things, please switch over to your September calendar. The second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40, it's a men's fellowship with the pastor and Minister Jerry. And then at 7:50 to 8:30, it's a women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We have an excellent time in the Lord. Hallelujah. We can't tell you what the subject will be. Hallelujah. But we sure enough to tell you it's going to be Bible-based and scripture-based, and it's going to bless your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord is somebody's blessing. Lord, just tie you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all that he's done.
Yes.
All that he is doing in this ministry. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There you will see all our different kingdom partners. Pray for all of them. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for our new edifice. We thank God for the different things we're doing all along the month. The first and second Sunday of the month is the Pilot's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. The third Sunday of the month, we have the birthday corner with Sister Angie.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Honoring the birthdays and honoring the lives of the people in this congregation. In the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. And our young people are being taught the Word of God. Hallelujah. By Elder TV. Hallelujah. I can't stress it enough. Our children need to be taught the Word of God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to know how to call on Jesus in the face of danger. They need Jesus in their life. Bring them out so they can be taught about the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, I can't stress that enough even.
Yes.
They need Jesus, y'all. They need
yes.
Jesus. So, you know, children, Lord God, hallelujah. Young people, babies, teenagers, hallelujah. Bring them out. Let them be taught the Word of God, hallelujah. They can pray, they can stay. We don't teach them, y'all. Hallelujah. We don't teach them the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, that fourth Sunday, the children are able to have a review and able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. That's also the Sunday when we have a visiting minister that comes in to break the word of life to us. And for the month of September, that minister will be Pastor Theodis Lee. Hallelujah. A mighty, mighty, mighty man of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's coming to break the bread of life to us. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Come out and have a pre-fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Sit around the table and chill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enjoy the food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And fellowship with the saints of God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. We thank you. I'll let you know the moving day. Hallelujah. Get your drum shoes ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah. We thank God for even the washing stations, the shower stations for the homeless in Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for adding on to the ministry through the homeless ministry. Hallelujah. Watch God add on to the church. Hallelujah. Through the homeless ministry. They are precious in the eyesight of God, too. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We just thank God. God is an awesome God. We ask you, please, to keep in your mind the fundraiser that the young people are having right now.
Yes, hallelujah.
And for a donation of $5, you're able to purchase a bag of scripture wristbands.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We just are passing them out all over Baltimore City. Being a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And you'll be surprised how the people are receptive. Hallelujah. To the scripture wristband. Hallelujah. When you purchase them, get more than one bag. Hallelujah. Save some to make them with your clothes every day and get another bag so you can pass them out to everybody you see during the day. Everybody you witness to. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a date we want you to save and we want you to remember. That is September the 30th, our Praise in the Park. That's our Super Saturday. We have Super Saturday, and we are having Praise in the Park at Castle Point Park, 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. $5 per person or a free will offering. Hallelujah. But we need you to register. Call 410-444-5152 to let us know that you will be joining us. So we'll know that we want to be able to have enough food to cover everybody.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And there'll be fishing and fun and playing games. Hallelujah. Praise and worship. Hallelujah. We'll have a recording artist out there. Hallelujah. Singing the praises of God. Hallelujah. But we want you coming all former King's kids. Hallelujah. Word and faith fellowship. Hallelujah. Tell your friends, bring your kids. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now tell all the King's kids got kids. Hallelujah. Bring them all. Hallelujah. Call us and let us know how many coming. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for all our postal partners. Everyone that uses the post office, sends a seed through our post office. Boxes is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And also the Cash App, we are sending you a thank you gift. Hallelujah. You blessed us, and we want to bless you too. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. We also want to keep in mind to keep in prayer Dr. Helene Russell. Hallelujah. I don't know if she's back from Uganda yet, but she and the team has been traveling to Uganda. Hallelujah. I've been watching them on Facebook. So please keep her in your prayers. And the Bishop of Central Maryland, Pastor
Bishop Carl Pierce.
Then over in Africa, hallelujah. Praying for the people in Africa. Hallelujah. So keep them in your prayers. And when you come to church, bring your pennies or your change, whatever you want to drop into the jar so we can bless Dr. Helene Russell. We can keep, we continue to donate to her. Hallelujah. In a wonderful ministry. Hallelujah. Over in Uganda. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Please cover yourself accordingly. And please, silence your cell phones while you're in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah.
And I want to add this, too. Mobility does go to the Cox Point Park.
Yes.
825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. And you got to tell them that the zip code, thank you, Holy Ghost, zip code 21221. Because it's a Riverside Drive, other jurisdictions and other places in Maryland. We don't want to find out you in Annapolis or in Bowie or someplace else. Hallelujah. It's Riverside Drive, 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on today to those that believe. Hallelujah. And we thank God for those that we pray for on a daily basis. We pray for this morning worship. We pray for every man, woman, boy, girl in this community, this city, this state, this country, and the world. We pray, hallelujah, for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Israel, the peace in the city, in the countryside, in the valley, the peace in the land. We pray for them. In Jesus' name. Now, after the next election, the voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying. God is of the altar. Glory of the word, none other than Pastor Peter Bird. Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. God is more than enough.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. More than enough for me.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I always ask God, okay, Lord, what do you want me to share? Sometimes I'll, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, something will be on my mind or something I guess, like, just coming to me, and always I tell people, write a, have a notebook by your bed so you can write down things, you know, and because there's something I need to do myself. And I would say, Lord, don't let me forget that, you know, but he's quicker to grab an ink and pencil, ink and paper now than I was in the past. And I just wanted, what came to me was, be right so you don't have to get right.
All right.
Hallelujah. And I'm not just talking to the children, but something that I may say may sound like I'm talking to the children, but just think of different things that we are told to do. And we the pastor said one time, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. You know, we always putting on something. Always putting on something. Okay? I just want to share just a couple minutes. When a mom said, clean up your room, and she's going out the door to go to the market, and you say to yourself, oh, I got time. I know how long it'll take a mom to go to the market. And then you're getting engrossed in something. And the time flies. And before you know it, mom's coming back to the door.
Mm.
And what you're supposed to be doing, you forgot all about it. And mom says, I got something for you. And she says, did you clean your room? Oh, gee, I haven't gotten to it yet. You didn't know that mom was going to stop here at Walmart to pick up that game system that you've been wanting. But you lost out. You'll get it later on. But you would have gotten it as soon as mom came through the door, but you didn't do what mom asked you to do. Hallelujah. So you lost out. Hallelujah. The teacher says, we're having a test next week. So study hard. You think, oh, I got that in the bag. So you hang out late, even during work, even during weeknights. And you know you shouldn't, when you should be studying. Test time comes, and you fail. Or you don't do as good as you thought you would have because you had that in the bag. Okay? The same is when the pastor says, learn the addresses. And you take notes, and you don't look at the notes again at all during the week, and you try to tell someone about salvation, and you say in your mind, oh, I know it's all in the Roman road, but you can't recall the scripture, and you lose a soul. Let's bring it closer to home. You never know what may come your way in life. When we look at the news, we see so much happening so fast. Hallelujah. Take, for example, the car that the woman was driving, it went out of control and killed the six construction workers. When they left the house that morning, they didn't know they weren't coming back home. And their lives were gone like that. Their lives were gone like that. In Matthew 24:46, it says, be ye also ready. For such an hour, but we don't know in such an hour when the Son of Man comes. So therefore, we have to be ready when it comes to our souls. Be ready when God drops something in your spirit to pray for somebody, to talk to somebody. We don't know when we're going to see them again or anything. We don't know. Time, things happen so fast. So fast. The different people that God brings across your path, hallelujah. You don't know why God led you that way. You don't know why he took you that way. You were going out of your way. And you say, wow, I'm in for turn. But the Lord leads you a certain another way, and the course of somebody's path, maybe you will see somebody, and God said, Lord, touch, and he drops in your spirit, Lord, touch that person. That person limping, that person doing this. Lord, touch it. Oh, I ain't seen him in a long time. Bless them, Lord. That's what that person's life needed. They needed your blessing. They needed you to say, Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. You never know. We take things so lightly. We take things so lightly. We think, oh, because we're here today, we're going to be here tomorrow. Not so. Hallelujah. Not anymore. I used to say, here today, gone tomorrow. But you know what? Now, it's here today, gone today.
Mm.
Things happen so fast.
That's right.
And you never know, hallelujah, when if you have an opportunity to witness to somebody. And I shared with y'all a few, I think I shared with y'all, we have some neighbors across the street, and the pastor tells us, tell people that you love them in Jesus' name. And so when I was there, you know, I never want to say too much to the person because they have rubbed me wrong before, or in the wrong way. So I drove down the street, and something convicted me. I circled the block all the way around, and I came back again. And I said, Mr. Tang, I said, anybody ever tell you Jesus loves you? I don't want to discuss religion. That's what he said. I don't want to discuss religion. I said, I'm not. I just wanted him to know that Jesus loved him. Okay, have a good day. But I gave him something to think about. And I was going to sing a couple of verses to a song. And I just want you to think about it. And the words are just to make you think. Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please let me in? And he said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow, I'll give my life. Tomorrow, I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say. Tomorrow, who promised me tomorrow, better choose the Lord today. For tomorrow, very well might be too late.
Oh,
hallelujah. And it just may be too late for someone that you're not witnessing to.
Yeah.
So therefore, even you can say, God bless you. Is there anything I can pray for you, pray for? Anything, just to let that person know that you are praying for them, that you are somebody that's just going to take them before the Lord. You just don't know. They just don't know. Things happen so quickly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So ask the Lord God. And if you're not a bold enough person to do that, because I've always been shy and you know, introvert, and sometimes like, Lord, help me, give me a segue so I can say something about you to the person. God will do it.
Yes.
If I don't want to say nothing to that person. And then sometimes you can see, sometimes the looks on people's faces and make you think, oh, I don't want to say nothing to them. You know, but they're the very ones they need. And you will be surprised at the reception that they will give you. It'll bring a smile on their face. And you just don't know. That just what you may say to them just may be what they need. Just may be the turnaround in their life. Hallelujah. God knows that they look like they've been baptized in pickle juice. They need Jesus. They need the Lord. So therefore, ask God, Lord, help me come out of my comfort zone. Help me, Lord God, to not just take notes on Sunday, but read those notes during the week. Help me to familiarize myself with the scriptures and help me to remember what the pastor says and the speakers that he brings before us, what they say. And help me, Lord, to be able to bless someone through the week with the word of God.
Yes.
So we're not just living this life. It's not just ours. This life is not ours. Hallelujah. If you have a neighbor or somebody that don't know Jesus, hallelujah. If you have a track, pass out a track to them, smile on them, hey, God bless you. What's something? Hallelujah. We have a job. Tomorrow may be too late.
Amen.
For that person. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Who taught you how to stand in the dark? Thank you.
did for you is come forth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
As they
Thank you, Lord.
I want y'all to understand this. We had four classes. And our honor students are students that received an A in all four classes.
Amen. Amen.
So that's not a little thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Pastor Peter,
thank you,
the floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As the first reading of the certificate, it says, certificate of completion. This certifies that Engineer Harris has successfully completed the requirements for the fourth semester and is hereby awarded the certificate by the Institute of Biblical Learning in the city of Baltimore, the state of Maryland, and his last Sunday date, the 27th day of August, 2023. Bishop Earl T. Byrd and Pastor Willie Mays Byrd. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is a token of love, and there's a symbol of the Ten Commandments on it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand.
Yes.
But the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many feet. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves,
yeah.
Strength to ourselves,
yeah.
Healing to ourselves,
yeah.
Life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17, God, hallelujah, you said, hallelujah, we will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent.
Yeah.
But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Yeah.
And Isaiah, of course, they came up, shall come out.
Thank you.
Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there's one thing you put above yourself, Lord. It's your word, Lord. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. But on the same night, the wisdom of Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declares, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, so we thank you, Lord, for our healing in every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 26. Matthew 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my body. This is the New Testament, my blood. Thank you, Holy Spirit, which was shed for you. Let's do this in remembrance. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the doorposts and lentils of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lentils of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus, of course, chapter 15, verse 46. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah, verse 18, Isaiah 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said. Bring me in remembrance that we may plead together and that you may be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you say. God, you said. I heard. Oh, first dictator. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on your head. The Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. On the steps of the saints, our forefathers of faith, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we worship and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and his sight, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to north, makes the north effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every cell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on every curse against us and our family, every spell of their hex, every next day. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses and enemies, utterly destroys in the ungodly soul tie. Yes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we remember you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion.
Thank you.
And Father God, we share our family daily confession. On today, Supernatural Sunday. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, chaste in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful, perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto whom is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pastor Pete, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor
Pete. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
More of the Lord. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord. Come on, stop holding on over. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Till my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quit this dancing of my soul. But
heaven. He's making I want to know more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of stuff I have. Hallelujah. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, deal with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, we beat you in your satanic cohort. We take you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise. And we give you the honor. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
In 1966, two writers penned the song, Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield. And in 1968, on a single release, Marvin Gaye sang that song. The title of that song was, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Some of you don't know that song. Oh, come on now. Probably all of you know that song. Come on now, you heard that song. But I want to kind of take writer's prerogative and change that a little bit. I'm not dealing with the words. They were talking about some women. You know, hallelujah. I want to talk about, for a few minutes, I Heard It Through the Vine. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
neighbor,
I heard it through the vine.
Tell
another neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
neighbor,
I heard it through the vine.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, give us those addresses real quickly.
John 15, verses 1, 3, 5, 7, and 11.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Uh-huh.
Hebrews 10, 25.
Uh-huh.
2 Timothy 2, 15.
Uh-huh.
2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17.
Uh-huh.
John 14, 6.
Uh-huh.
John 16, 13.
Uh-huh.
Exodus 4, 21.
Uh-huh.
Exodus 3, 1.
Uh-huh.
And Psalm 119, 105.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Lord. I said it first, y'all. Glory to God. Can you read the John 15 and 1?
Yes.
Let's start there.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
Okay, you can stop there. So who's the vine we talk about? We talk about Jesus.
Amen.
I heard it through the vine. Y'all got it now. Hallelujah. One of the conundrums of life, especially for Christians, really Christians, because you have to be a Christian or to really hear from God, is knowing the voice of the Lord. Because
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of voices out here. There's your voice, there's the enemy's voice,
mm-hmm.
there's God's voice, And then however many people in your God, they got voices too. One of the things that you got to do when you want to find something in the computer, what do you have to do? Amen. Now, I want to look at a TV show. That's the first thing you got to do.
Find what channel's on.
Well, that's good, too.
Turn on the TV.
Turn on the TV. Come on, you understand what I'm saying. In order to hear the voice of the Lord, you got to turn on the connection.
All right.
Turn on the connection. Turn it on first.
Amen.
And then you turn up the volume or whatever, but you turn on the connection.
Amen.
You know what the connection is? Turn your life over to God. John 3:3. Got to be born again.
Yes.
You're not going to hear from God. At least in the way you want to hear from him. If you're not saved.
Amen.
Don't you understand that? You may hear from him. Now, I'm not saying, I love this story. That's why I keep saying it. That God won't speak to you, but maybe not in the way he likes. Like the guy that got hit by lightning 3 times. Every 7 years, he got hit by lightning.
Well,
he lived through it. 2 years in the 4th, 7th, he died.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 years later, so you get to 2 and 5, that's 7. His grave got hit by lightning. Now, I'm not saying that was God doing that, but it could have been hearing from God. I don't want to hear from God that way. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, amen.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there are some things that hinder us hearing from God. Because there are 3 ways we can hear from God, but before those 3 ways, we got some hindrances.
Mm.
One of them is called your emotions. And emotions, usually, and here's the key, good, bad, and ugly. Bad and ugly, they're more than the good emotions. But some folk follow their emotions. Their emotions come, it's boiled into a vapor. Ooh, their temper, they're angry. Now, you can have a good emotion, but as man or his ghost, not his ghost. Cause is he gone?
I believe so.
I don't know. But anyway, whoever goes to the door and knock on there and says, look here, here's a check for $3 million. Now, you can have good emotions that time.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey does that now. Okay. Yes. Praise God. Jesus the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a good emotion.
Yes.
But most emotions, especially when they boil into a vapor, is bad.
Amen.
Or ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That hampers you from hearing from God. That blocks out you hearing from God. Now, here's the key that a lot of people don't know. Emotions can also freeze into a form. Emotions can freeze into a form. And you know what they call that? Feelings. But your feelings are just like your emotions. Most of your feelings may not be right. You might have some good feelings, then you got bad and ugly. Emotions that feeds into a form is feelings. We cannot be moved thinking, depending on, oh, this must be God, because you feel something. That's not how it works. Hearing from God. Now, I got to understand this. You got emotion. Boiled into a vapor. As usually when you're angry or upset. You got a good emotion when you get the $1 million that they hadn't planned on receiving. That's a good emotion.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, don't run over anybody or crash into the wall or anything like that. Because you're turning a good emotion into a bad one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you got emotions that freeze into a form. In other words, you don't get rid of it. Now, the Bible says be angry and pissed tonight. That's not a commandment to be angry. It says that when you get upset, When your emotions like a vapor. Or when your emotions are there, get rid of it quickly. Because if you don't, it's going to feed into a form. In other words, it's going to become a feeling. And feelings last a long time. Hello?
Amen.
Now, there are three ways that you hear from God. 1, 2, 3. Y'all need to write this down, y'all.
All right.
Number one, his word. His word is his word. You hear from God through his. Oh, y'all need to talk back
his
to me. You hear from God through his word.
Amen. His word. Amen.
Oh, the Bible said, and I'll jump down and grab this right now. Psalms 119, verse 105. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It lets us know where we are and lets us know where we're going, whether we're on the right path or not. His word. Holy, the second question. The second way you hear from God is through the unction of the Holy Spirit, through the prompting of the Holy Spirit. So you know you got to be saved. And see, you got to have the power of the Holy Ghost evident in your life so he can prompt. Give me John 15, verse 3.
John 15, verse 3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Uh-huh. Okay. 5.
I am the vine.
Mm-hmm.
Ye are the branches.
Mm-hmm.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
Okay. 7.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
11.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
God wants you to have joy, y'all.
Amen.
Yes. The only place you need to look for joy is God, because he will give you joy. He'll give you strength so you can enjoy your joy.
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
Yes. Thank God for your joy. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we got to get back to the Holy Spirit. Give me the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I put some of this out of order, but that's all right. Go ahead, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Uh-huh.
Trust in the Lord.
Go ahead.
With all thine
heart. Uh-huh.
And lean not unto thy own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
See, you relying on your feelings ain't the same as relying on God and trusting God. Come on now. Read with the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, hallelujah, 25. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching.
It's important for y'all to get together. The Holy Spirit is a powerful force. And when you get two or three folk together in his name, he said he's going to be in the midst.
Amen.
And in the midst of all of that power, you can hear the voice of the Lord speak to you. But if you fail to assemble yourselves again, you're missing out on hearing from God. You don't understand that it's important to fellowship, because it's at least two fellows in the same boat rowing in the same direction, you're going to get there faster.
That's right.
Because y'all rowing in the same direction. Come on, give me another scripture.
Second,
I got to hurry now.
2 Timothy 2:15.
Go ahead now.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
It's important for you to understand that the word is truth and that there's a spirit that helps you to understand the word of truth. It's called the Holy Spirit. He prompts you. The unction of the Holy Spirit goes in line with the word of God. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
All scripture is given by inspiration of
mm-hmm.
God,
mm-hmm.
and it's profitable for
mm-hmm.
doctrine, for reproof,
mm-hmm.
for correction,
mm-hmm.
for instruction in righteousness,
mm-hmm.
that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Hallelujah. Correction, course correction. It's in the word of God. The unction of the Holy Spirit helps you to give a course correction if you need to it. You hear from God to the unction of the Holy Spirit. Read another scripture.
John 14:6. Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
He is the way. That's the path that the Holy Spirit wants you to take. That's the path that the Holy Spirit wants you to take. Hallelujah. The way of understanding the word of God is that, and hearing the word of God, is God will take you to that path. The Holy Spirit will lead you to that path. The Holy Spirit will not lead you to an untruth. It will not lead you to a path away from Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
So you know, okay, it is leading to Christ. It is leading to the truth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. That's faith. Go ahead.
16:13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. But he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
The Holy Spirit hears what Jesus is saying, and he gives that to you. There was occasions when the children of Israel wanted to, you know, I want to see God, and I wanted to go close to him, because you're the one that, Moses, you're the one that's dealing with all this. And then they went close, and then they heard thunder, lightning, an earthquake. They said, that's all right, you'll go back down the hill. If y'all come, you come back down when you're finished. But see, God wasn't in the thunder. He wasn't in the lightning. He wasn't even in the earthquake. He was in a still, small voice.
Yes, amen.
If you hear something deep inside you screaming and hollering, do something. You back off just for a little bit. You acknowledge God and say, God, this is you. And wait. You know, sometimes we go to God and say, God, leave it or something else. And then you start walking. You don't know if it was your emotions. They're frozen to a form. Called feelings. Or was the voice of somebody else. You got to eat. If you ask God something, it's a dialogue, y'all, not a monologue.
Yes.
Go ahead. Give me one more scripture, because I know time's out.
Exodus, I said 4, but I think it's 14:21.
I think it is, too.
Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 14:21 says, and Moses stretched out his hand over the
mm-hmm.
over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back with a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided.
The third way that you know God is speaking is through a supernatural event. That was one of the supernatural events. God spoke to Moses. So we are
that lifts up his rod in the water come through this and that. And he had faith in God, believe God will do this way. He had to have faith. He had already went to the Pharaoh and dealt with 10 plagues, and he saw them come to being. So his faith just grew. He knew God was going to do just what he said he was going to do. He knew that was the Lord.
Amen.
God didn't bring him that far to leave him. To God.
Thank you.
The enemy, this is in back, mountains on each side, and a river in front. God didn't bring him through all that to leave him. He knew that. God has a blessed Jesus far to lead you, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You think that this is the end, Lord? This is the beginning of the best of your life.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
He didn't bring you this far to lead you.
Amen.
Give me another scripture. I'm almost
there. Exodus 3:1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb.
Go ahead.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire.
Stop. Another supernatural event. God will speak to you in a supernatural way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could have had an earthquake. He could have had lightning and thunder rolling. But a flame. Now, the flame was up in the mountain, is that right? And he was a distance away.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear a flame in a bush?
No.
No. But he saw it. And he was led to go there. When he got there, the angel said, okay, God, he's here. God spoke to him out the bush. God could speak to you audibly. You know, he'll speak to you. Like you hear the voice of the Lord say, slow down, coming to this red light.
Amen.
Coming to this green light.
Yeah. Because
somebody coming to, what is it, perpendicular to you is not going to stop at the light. Slow down, my child.
Yeah.
And he's going to whisper that. Mm. He's like, and you know, sometimes when you yell at somebody, real quick, and you scare them, and they, whatever you were trying to protect them from, they're going to have happen to them.
Uh-huh.
But in a still small voice, a miraculous voice,
mm-hmm.
He hears them. Baby, slow down. My child,
amen.
Give me another scripture.
Do you want me to finish reading the second?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. That was Exodus 3:1-2.
Okay.
Psalm 119.
Okay, you go over there. We already talked about that.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That was the last one.
That was the last one. Well, y'all know the story about Gabriel, which is this young girl. I don't know, I think she was about 16, maybe 17. Said, you want to have a baby. And, had to be an angel to come. Said, don't be fearful. Hallelujah. You have found favor in God's eyes.
Hallelujah.
A miraculous hand of the Lord. So three ways you hear from God.
Yes.
Through his word.
Yes.
Through unction and the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And through divine, miraculous intervention.
Mm-hmm.
All of it will line up with the word of God.
Right.
God will not tell you, if you hear a voice tell you to do something contrary to what's in his word, you know where that voice is coming from. Is that right?
Amen.
But if you are prompted to do something, if you got an unction to do something and it's contrary to what says in his word, I'm talking about the New Testament, post-cross. So those folks did something to you. Now go take a shotgun and shoot them and kill them all. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it unto you. You know that wasn't. That was the devil, because he's a liar and a father of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he don't do that. God already told you what to do to the enemy. He loved them.
Amen.
You do good to them. That they spitefully use.
Amen.
You don't yell at them. You don't scream at them. A lot of folks don't know this, but they yelling and screaming will do something to their life. Mm-hmm. Will mess them up. They're venting, but they're letting in the air. You know what happens if there's a fire and you open up a window?
Mm-hmm. It's a spray.
Fire needs oxygen to spread.
Yeah.
One of my sons was in, fire academy.
Mm-hmm.
He says that fire needs oxygen to spread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't break a window. You open the door. You feel the door is hot, and you open that door, that fire is going to rush in there on you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Y'all got to understand this. You got to keep yourself under control.
Amen.
You can't, hallelujah, you can't allow the enemy to destroy you because of yourself.
Amen.
You can't believe the lies of the enemy.
Amen.
You got to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
I heard that through the vine.
Thank you.
It wasn't grapevine. It could have been. I don't know. But it was a vine. And the vine's name is Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
I heard it through the grapevine.
Thank you.
I heard it through the vine. I heard it through Jesus. Say, I heard it through Jesus.
Through Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I didn't hear it through the newspaper.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't hear it across the back fence.
Hallelujah.
I read the word of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not just read it in my mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, because knowledge, learned knowledge is one thing.
Yes.
I let the Holy Spirit reveal it to me, what was really being said. God speaks to you. You got to quiet yourself down so you can hear God.
Yes.
He's always speaking. Do you know that?
Yes.
He doesn't slumber asleep. So he'll speak to you 24/7 if you let him. You can wake up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock and say, Lord, speak, Lord, for your servants here.
Amen.
You can do that. You say, well, he may not be up. He ain't sleeping, y'all.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hear it through the vine, not through your feelings.
Amen.
Or your emotions, or what your neighbor says.
Amen.
Hear through Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Now to him we're able to keep us from falling in. And we're going to fall with you for the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. In Jesus' name. And everyone
said,
amen. 3:1:24
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The floor is open for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to share it with you that I will be quiet. I'm praying off my microphone. And you will, what you will hear from me from now on,
we thank you so much for joining us in Radio Land, and we hope that you join us tomorrow morning for morning praise and worship. The number to call is 720-527-5952. The access code is 103-4545. Thank you so much, and see you in the morning.